is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. We turn to the phones because this is the show about your call. So let's talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. Again, you're back on Free Talk Live, Clayton. So you wanted to talk about government roads.
Yeah.
What about them? You say they're being bought up or being put up for sale. What exactly is going on?
Well, the way that I understand it is not every toll road, but some specific ones like the one in Chicago or Illinois, whatever you want to whatever way you want to put it, it was sold to an Australian company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to sell the toll roads or the bridges or whatever, you should sell them to an American company, number one. That way they can, provide jobs.
Well, what, because the Australian company is not going to provide jobs?
Possibly for Australian people.
Well, are they going to give them all visas and then bring them from Australia here to work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the specifics.
Well, I guess what Honda builds cars in America and gives jobs
to Toyota.
Toyota does too. I'm pointing out that there could be a foreign company that would provide jobs to Americans.
Right. Why don't we just open it up to the highest bidder, whether it be an Australian company or an American company? Whoever opens it up to the whoever bids the highest should get it. Now, I wanted to point out a couple caveats on this. I think it's a good idea to sell off government roads to private entities. However, when it's being done, we've found that there's usually some sort of a lease involved. That there's this, I don't know if it was a road in Canada. It's happened here in America as well, where the company that wins the contract or gets the contract will have a 99-year lease, and that's just wrong, because that's not really selling the road, it's leasing the road, if they abuse their authority on the road, then they've got it for another 90 years, and what can you do about that? So I think that if we're going to sell the roads, they really need to be sold and owned outright by these private entities.
Well, then again, if you sell them outright like that, then they become sovereign territory of that nation.
Of the nation?
Because the company...
Wait a second. Now, I've got a small business.
Therefore, it gives them a good excuse to put their particular foreign troops on our soil.
What?
Protect that particular road.
I don't think it does. Because if I have a small business and I buy something, say in Mexico, the United States hasn't taken over Mexico. A company, and I don't think that there should be... I think it should be people that we're talking about, not corporations. I think corporations are a bad thing. But I don't understand that somebody from another country buying some property, I don't see why that's such a big deal. As a matter of fact, I go to a sandwich shop where an English couple own the sandwich shop, and they make, fine sandwiches for me. I haven't really considered that they might be trying to take over the world.
Well, the thing is, it's great that other countries have, opportunities for their people, but there's just not enough jobs to go around the entire globe. You know what I mean?
I don't understand. No, I don't know what you mean at all.
Sure, there is.
What is the objection to having foreign companies purchase property in America?
I guess I just don't like foreign companies being here.
Oh, so now wait a minute. Do you think that American companies should be able to purchase, property and businesses in other countries?
I can't even remember the last time I purchased something that was made here in the USA.
You didn't answer my question. Do you think that American companies should be prevented from purchasing land and businesses in other countries?
Oh, yeah. That way we can keep our troops at home.
Well, I'm all for keeping the troops at home, but I don't think that I want to prevent American companies like Exxon or Texaco or something like that. And I don't even know why we decided those are American companies, considering they own places all... They're called multinationals now.
Well, yeah, like BP. I mean, they say, Beyond Petroleum on the advertisement, but in all reality, it's British Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, to call a company, in most cases, a particular nation's company, like Ford, isn't at all an American company.
Right.
It may have started here, but it doesn't have anything. A company isn't real anyway.
Well, there it's a business.
Yeah.
It's a business that's in business to make money. Whether or not they're making money in America or in Europe or in Asia, they want to make money. And you're saying, Clayton, that they should be prevented from opening up stores in manufacturing plants in other countries?
Well,
how can you? Who are you to say that? I mean, who are you to say that I can't go and purchase a plot of land and build a factory on it in some other country?
Well, I'm not anybody. I'm just saying I like to keep America America.
What does that mean, sir?
I kind of
get nationalistic, okay? I'm nationalistic.
That's clear.
Okay.
Do you remember when you used to be able to count on in football that a player would pretty much stay with a team the whole way through? But, you know, now players get changed from one side to the other, and you just can't count it on it. The only thing you really like when it comes to a team is, I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the only thing I must like is, you know, red and pewter, because nothing's the same as it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So what is it about nationalism that sticks it all together? I don't know. When you're looking at the Democrats, the Republicans, whichever one of it is that's ruining our nation at the, you know, that particular time, I don't quite get it.
Well, far as I'm concerned, the Democrats and the Republicans in office right now are all cut from the same cloth.
So here, well, you'll get no disagreement here on this, but you're saying that you want to keep America America. Well, America is about freedom and liberty and being able to live your life how you want, at least as I understood it.
That's
but
right.
You're telling me, Clayton, that no, that's not the America you want to live in. The America you want to live in is one where Clayton and his pals get to tell me and all everyone else in America where they can invest and where they can invest. And according to you, we can only invest here in America. There's something wrong with that, dude.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, you know, we're just seeing our economy itself going down the toilet.
That has nothing to do with people going and building, making products in other countries. The economy is going down the toilet because the government is taxing us to death.
And they've taken us off the gold standard, and they've overregulated businesses, so they want to take their business to India in order to make things more cheaply.
And that's inflation.
I know. They took us off the gold standard in 1913 with Woodrow Wilson.
Right. You need to look to the government for the source of your problems. It's not the people that want to go and provide products and services to people in other countries. There's nothing wrong with that. Clayton, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There is nothing wrong with wanting to bring your product, presuming it's a good product, around the world. If it's a bad product, you're not going to make sales, you're going to fail, you're going to go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a product that people can use in America, then they can use it in Australia and Great Britain and France and Spain and all kinds of other places. Why should you be prevented from taking advantage of those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, it's no bigger of a deal than Braun making an electric shaver that I really enjoy using versus some German company coming in and buying a bit of land in the United States and putting a business on it. If that business is a road that people can drive back and forth on, it's still a product that Americans can use. If they don't want it, I have to ride on it.
I'm stunned. I'm really stunned by the people out there, and I don't know if Clayton is totally into their camp, but I'm stunned by the people out there that believe that we would be better off if everything was only here in America, if we could just exclude ourselves from the rest of the world. These people that say, well, you're a globalist, you're supporting globalism, blah, blah, blah. These people that want to lock down the borders, they want to make it so American products can't leave America, which is pretty much what Clayton was saying. We shouldn't have our products leaving, nor should we have other products from around the world coming in. We should just be this isolationist country, and we should, it's almost incestuous in a way. We should just only make products here in America. And it's
really not good for our economy.
No.
It's more difficult to grow it that way.
I think that these people either don't realize that, or they just have some sort of sick love for this, an incestuous idea that everything must be produced here, that for some reason there's this greatness to producing a product within a certain plot of land. Mm. And really, if we're trading with other countries, as we are now, and if we can increase that trade, if we can have more products flowing in and out of the country, then that just means there's more competition. It means there's more competition to bring the highest quality, the best value products to the consumers. Maybe those products will be made in America. Maybe they'll be made in other countries. But we do know that they're not being made in America as often as they should because of government regulation, because of OSHA, because of these rules and regs that prevent companies from doing what they'd like to do here in America. We get rid of those regs, then more production will happen here. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you on our website for free. You just go and download it. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of those hoops that those other shows want you to jump through. You just go and get them. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to get them for free. FreeTalkLive.com. All right. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today. at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org to the phones to Alan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark. Hello, Alan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and maybe make a point that the last guy didn't seem like he made a... Well, maybe what I'm trying to say is maybe I could elucidate what his, one of his concerns was that
okay.
he might not have been able to.
Great.
Do you support this concern that you're elucidating?
I'm not a zealot about it,
okay.
but I am concerned about it, yes.
Okay, great. What is the concern?
It is that when, like, say, this Australian company is going to take over this road in around Chicago.
Yeah.
And I guess 80 or 90, Highway 80 or 90. And so I think the thing that he didn't point out might have been concerned to a lot of people is that gas taxes and our U.S. taxpayers have built that road.
Mm.
So the road has already been purchased by us for our use and, you know, transit and whatever.
Right.
And so then we're going to sell it to someone else, and then they will charge us to use something that we have already used our tax dollars to pay for, I think is kind of the unusual thing about that. And
true,
also,
that's a great point. I got to say, before you go on, that is a great point. I mean, taxpayers did foot the bill for this road initially.
Yeah.
Of course, this is the problem with allowing government to take control of anything in the first place, is it's inevitable that taxpayers are going to get screwed. So, you know, that's what you get. That's what you get when the government
and the idea that we get something when the government gets something is something the American people really, really need to get through their heads. Isn't true. Like the whole estate tax thing. Whoa,
like, are we getting some of this $3.8 billion this Australian company is giving them, for instance?
We're not going to get a penny of it, and you know
that's
we're
what
not.
I'm saying.
And
we paid for it. They're buying it, and they're going to charge us to use it. And I think it's unwise to give... I mean, a toll road is not a sandwich shop, for instance, like the British people that you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it might be unwise to give foreign companies... tactical control over your infrastructure. I mean, people have to,
tactical,
you know, commerce.
Control over infrastructure? Now, hold on. That's a little unfair. Anybody can put a road up that wants to put a road up in competition.
The road is already there. I mean, some of these roads are going to be built. Some of these companies are commissioning to build and run the roads. Some of them are already built, and they are just going to take over, I presume, service and tolling structure. Some of these people are going to be employed, that company will probably hire Americans to do it, but all the profit capital is going to go out of the United States to Australia. And I like Australia, but I would rather, you know, considering what kind of a economic situation we're in, I would rather that money made a U-turn in the Atlantic.
Well, but you're acting as though the money just disappears once it gets to
Australia. I'm not. I understand your point. Like, I'm not trying to...
The money goes into the economy and they buy things...
move around the world every day. I'm not saying that America is some airtight...
I think that's the least of the concerns. I think your first point is the best point, and that is that the government was the one that controlled this in the first place. We paid for it, and this is what we get for letting the government control the roads in this country. We thought, we should just leave it to the government. They'll take care of the roads. Well, here's what you get. This is what happens when the government is in control. They just do whatever they want, and you don't have a say. And you just get screwed. Now, if the government was selling off all of the roads at the same time, it'd be a different story, because it still won't be as bad as you presume it's going to be. Yes,
American,
this company could come in there, and yes, they could raise the tolls, and they could raise it to the point of it being really expensive. But I'm guessing that there's more than just this one road in the Chicago area.
Yeah, they're doing some in Texas and other places also.
No. I mean, in the Chicago area, is there more than just this one road? Are there alternate routes?
The way I understand it is that people who are concerned about this sort of thing, some of the roads, they're inconvenient lengths. So if you didn't want to pay this toll regionally to where you are, in this case in Chicago, it would be more difficult for you to get around the Chicago metro because this specific road is being tolled.
But you could avoid...
And I can't state that. As a fact, but this is the concern of a lot of people, is what I'm
saying. Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, it has to be true. There can only be one road in a given
space.
Because
a road, you used to be able to take your kid to ballet school at, is now you're going to give somebody $5 to get on that same road.
Well,
or else you're
going
to have to go 20 miles the other way.
It was a toll road to begin with, right?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I mean, I don't know that case by case. Some of them are toll roads that are being taken over. Some of them are toll roads that have not been built yet.
Yeah,
some
that's
of them
what Clayton,
are
Clayton said earlier that it was
a toll going toll.
Yeah, he said earlier that it was a toll road, but also the other point that's kind of a crappy deal for the taxpayer is the not only are they getting the road that the taxpayers have paid for, and okay, they'll have to pay the upkeep costs probably, and that's good and everything, but the taxpayers aren't going to get a break at the pump. I mean, as the government sells off more and more roads, they're not going to start cutting the taxes at the pump, so the government's going to be able to actually keep more of the tax dollars coming in instead of having to expend them on more of the road maintenance and the construction and that sort of thing. But my point
also
was going to be...
interesting point.
Yeah, my point, though, was going about the road and the tolls. Say they raise the tolls to $15 per trip. You know, something that's just totally outrageous.
Right.
People are just going to drive around. I mean, it's going to be worth it at a certain point for people to say, no, I'm not going to pay your toll. I'll just go down this dirt road here or whatever, you know, however it is that I have to get to my destination. I'm going to avoid the toll. So there's only a certain point to which they can raise it. And, again, if there are other competing owners of the roads around, then tolls will actually drop. And plus, in a more free market road situation, which is what I would like to see happen, it's not happening anytime soon, that's for sure, but in a more free market road situation, tolls wouldn't be the only way roads would be funded. Roads could be funded based on, say, billboards on those roads, or based on a sponsorship of the road. Say, Ford might want to buy up a road, and that way they could have exclusive sponsorship of that entire stretch of land, and run whatever sort of advertising that they wanted, or put up road signs saying, you know, this road maintained and brought to you by Ford, something like that. So there are other ways to fund roads besides tolls. If we would just allow the marketplace to handle it, we'd discover some of those ways. Thanks for the call, Alan. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. But if we keep allowing the government to control the roads, we're going to keep getting screwed.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter whether the government sells the road to a American company or a foreign company. When you put that toll up and the company makes it that toll higher than you want to pay, I don't care where they're from. Yeah, I'm going to like it less if they're from a foreign country, just because that's what the reason I can come up with to dislike them. But
yeah.
If an American gets on there and decides, I think I'll make this toll $25, I'm not going to like him very much.
No way.
Nor am I going to pay his toll. Now,
and nor is anyone else, and then his road's going to be empty, and how's he going to pay his upkeep costs? How's he going to, you know, pay for that road at that point?
It would be ridiculous of him to do such a thing, but
right.
He could very well do that. He could camp out in the middle of his road and make the toll so high that nobody could go on it.
But that would be financially foolish.
Yeah, it would be dumb. Why would he do that? Why would he buy it from the government and give them the money? Then they'll never give back to us for the road that we bought in the first place.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Still to come, Mark, you've got the story about the man who was banned from his hometown. Huh? We'll explain. On the way.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your
your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, Tuesday edition, Inside Hour 2. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. We jump right back into the calls here. Actually, I need to tell you about the website here real quick, though. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. There is updates. You get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show.
Since there's more than one update.
There are updates.
Yes, correct.
Updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com to get you signed up. All right, to Don in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Don. Hello, Don in Pennsylvania. Don going once. Don going twice.
No. He just connected me.
Well, there you are, Don. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Just to let you know, on that toll road that's in Indiana, there was a company by name of IRT Concessions who bought it. It's officials of Sintra and McQueen. I don't know. They're Spanish and Australian. Anyways, they're going to give the state of Indiana $3.85 billion to lease the toll road for the next 75 years.
Yep, 75 years.
Yeah, it's right here in print. Anyways, they said right now they're going to double the tolls for... by 2007, late 2007, and then after 2010, they can raise it to whatever they want.
Okay.
They also said that they expect to give investors a 12.5% rate of their return.
Well, that's nice speculation.
It's great to get a good return, and I wish that we were getting a good return on the government handling the road there. Now, what do you suppose would happen if Walmart decided that they could charge anything they want for the stuff that they sell in their store?
Well, there's a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah, we call it
economic. The road was a public road, and they were just paying as far as maintenance and building it.
Mm-hmm.
However, and I know what you're getting at, if Walmart raised the price of Coke up to $10 a bottle, they'd never make any money. I understand that.
Sure.
But at the same time, there is not enough private roads for cars or people or trucks or anything to get off the toll road to go alternate routes.
Well, you know, they'll figure out ways to get around. They really will. People will either take buses or somebody will build roads. I mean, they're absolutely, the market always provides. It's not a catastrophe, really.
I realize that, but I'm just giving you other info that you may or may not have already had.
I don't like it. I don't like that the state of Indiana is getting $3.8 billion to sell a road to anyone. And if they charged more than I wanted to pay, I wouldn't like the fact that it was foreigners. But those are just my feelings. They don't have anything to do with facts and what's right and what's wrong.
And what can you do anyway? I mean, really, what are you going to do? The lease is signed. The ink is drying as we speak. This is going to happen.
It already has, if you will.
Right. Yeah. So it's done. So the only thing that you can do at this point is allow the market to work as best as it possibly can, as strangled as it is by the government. And maybe they will come up with a solution. Maybe there will be alternative roads built.
There's only one good part about the whole thing. Anything that has a toll on it now will probably and can be bought out by anybody, you and I, like if we have a few $1 billion laying around.
Sure.
You know, for 100 years and charge whatever we deem necessary. But the good part is, roads like you guys down there, I-95 and
I-75, yeah.
They can't charge that because we, the people, actually bought or are paying road use taxes to build and maintain that road. If they do that, they have to reimburse you and I all the taxes that we're there for.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the federal
government, they're going to do whatever the heck they want to do with that road, and then they're going to, you know, not give us any money, because why would they have to?
No, it's unlikely that the federal government's going to sell off any of their precious interstates. I mean, they're rolling in the dough. They're not looking for a cash infusion.
If they needed cash, they'd just print it.
Yeah, exactly. John, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's not the end of the world. It's probably going to be okay. And again, if they raise the tolls too high, people will just stop using the roads, and then they won't be making anything extra at that point.
Now, here's something that hasn't been brought up in the whole conversation. It's logistics. It costs more to run your company from a distance. It just does. So if the fact that they bought the road and they're in competition, theoretically, with somebody to own the road, a local person, mm-hmm. and they're in competition with somebody who maybe would buy a road nearby who would be local. The fact is, I know what it's like to own property in another state and try to do investment property that way, and I know what it's like to have it just around the corner. It's a heck of a lot easier to take care of it if it's in your own town.
You know, what would happen if, imagine this, remember the story from Texas where Texas owes a bunch of people money?
Okay.
The state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's been some court decisions. There's been all kinds of...
It mostly owns other cities in Texas, though, money.
Yeah, that's right. It owes some of the other bureaucracies money. Anyway, it owed money, and it basically just said, we don't have to pay you. What are you going to do about it? We're the state of Texas.
Tough.
What are you going to do? What would happen if Indiana or Illinois or whoever, wherever this road is, sounded mm-hmm. like it was mostly in Indiana. What would happen if Indiana just said, 5 years have gone by on this lease, and we're done with you. We're going to cancel the lease.
Thanks for the $3.8 bill.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
Yep. What are you going to do about it?
Well, you're not going to do anything.
Well, I mean, this company's not going to be
the state of Indiana.
Right.
All you could do.
They could do it if they wanted to.
You could try to
sue
them.
Because the judge in Texas ordered the judge ordered the state to pay out. The state just said, what are you talking about? Pay? Oh, we'll get to it one of these days. Well, they could do the same thing if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's true.
1-800-259-9231, Brad in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brad.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to talk about this road a little bit.
Yeah.
Not sure how much this has to do with it, but I was a big fan of Harry Brown.
Me too.
And he had a financial show also. And he talked a little bit about trade deficit and dollars flowing across, the borders and so forth.
Right.
What he brought up, and I don't know really, I'm not an economic expert or anything, but what he brought up was the fact that a dollar, when it goes anywhere, it remains a dollar, and ultimately it has to come back here. And actually it probably never really leaves.
Can you explain?
I don't know if that makes any sense at
no,
all.
No, I'm a little confused. Can you explain it better than that?
Well, a dollar is something that it has a United States signature on it. If somebody sells the dollar, it still has to remain a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, even if the trade deficit.
You're saying that when, let me see if I understand. You're saying that when the dollar is sold, let's say you buy a product in France, the dollar goes to France, and then, but there are places around the world that will accept the dollar as currency, so.
Many places prefer it and will use it in their own local economy.
Right, that dollar doesn't necessarily have to go back to America immediately, but you're saying that eventually it's going to come back around to America as it's passed from person to person, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, where's Harry when you need him? But
yeah, true.
But yeah, that's the way
God
I
rest his soul.
It eventually it does get back here. And,
okay.
That was my point, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried at all. Thank you for the call, Brad. I appreciate it. I'm not worried at all about money leaving the country. Because if we're creating things of value in America, there's going to be plenty of people around the world buying those things, and the money's going to come right back in. But if we don't produce anything of value, then that could be a slight problem. And if we're totally importing absolutely everything and not exporting anything at all, I could see that might be a problem. But then is Hong Kong? Yeah, I guess Hong Kong does export quite a bit, but they also import a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the more the government cracks down on industry, the less we are going to be able to export, the less we are going to be able to create in America. And that's the problem. That's where the crux of the issue
is. Everything they do, it seems like they go after businesses. Businesses are bad. Whether it's a smoking ban or whether it's additional taxes, whatever it is,
or
it
not
makes
allowing
it harder
kids to work.
Run a business here.
Minimum wage, not allowing children to work.
Well, those are the extremes. What about the easy stuff like corporate taxes that are so high and all these restrictions from OSHA? And all the tax forms you have to fill out. You need bookkeepers on staff just to handle all the government crap that they hand down
to
you.
They actually have, in some companies, government people that just deal with the new government regulations. More on the way.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. And all you need to do is go through a quick email verification. You will not be spammed. It's very simple. Again, just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need to do is do it once per month. That's it. Not a huge burden on you, considering we give you everything on our website for free, the archives, the bulletin board system, and more. It's all on the house. Just a simple vote. It's what we ask in return. Vote. FreeTalkLive.com. To John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a couple of thoughts on the roads issue, and I'm not sure where I come down on it or what the position that I would end up, you know, coming down on probably the free market in the end. But in the meantime, and transitioning to that, couple of thoughts that I just want to throw out there. With the government roads, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I don't think so on the program, but I've had conversations recently with the big pig down in Boston. Over in England, they have the Channel, and apparently there was much more private involvement and privately managed when they built that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that for $3 billion, and they have a rail and an auto road, which apparently people are quite happy with, and they use frequently, and haven't heard of any deaths over there on it.
Right.
Down in Boston, they've got the $16 billion big pig, and
it's still going.
And that's not done. Although they were about a year ago talking about having, and somebody, some politician had enough sense to say, whoa, this is kind of crazy. They were actually thinking of having a self-congratulatory opening in one of the tunnels where they actually talked about having a Boston Pops concert down there to congratulate themselves. Aren't they just wild? But now you mentioned the other idea with when you take these roads and you lease them out.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And I'm not sure how it all works out, like I say. I'm not an expert on this.
Well, the problem is the government's leasing the road instead of selling it.
What immediately comes to mind for me is look at the overforesting on government lands and that sort of stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
And it just says to me, what in the world could we possibly get into? And this fellow mentioned the, I guess it was Chicago or whatever it was, where they've actually done the lease. And in the end, they're allowed to raise the rates. Now, if they intend to stay in business, obviously they're going to have to be reasonable. But what about if somebody at the end of a lease just said, it's time to, you know, cash in and suck everything up?
We can flush
the
last...
How in the world do you get these alternative routes? Because even with the death down in Boston, look at what is going on. It is not a very good situation for people.
Good point.
To
at the end of the lease, John, they would have to do is say, yeah, we made enough money for the first portion of the lease. Those last 2 or 3 years, we don't have to make any. We'll just raise the price to $10 or $15 a ride and see what happens.
Right, and we're out of here. We're not going to do any work or anything. So one of the things is that people can do as an alternative route, by the way, if they're a non-statist and they want to fly in, because this whole big pig thing down there is very close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a non-statist, I would recommend to fly into Manchester Airport. And if you're a statist, then I recommend you fly into the Rhode Island Airport.
There you go. John, thanks for the suggestions. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Bringing up a great point about when the government leases out a forest or leases out any sort of land to a company, the company treats that land as though they were a renter. They treat that land as though, so what? We'll clear cut this sucker. Who cares? It's not our forest. We don't have to sell it when we're done with it. We don't have to maintain it. We just get to come in, take all the stuff, and leave. Take all the natural resources and leave. And to some extent, this could apply here as well. I don't know how long those forest leases last. I'm not sure about that. I don't get the impression that they're 75 years, but then again, I know nothing about it. I mean, next to nothing about it. But still, this is a problem. I mean, this is a problem in Indiana, and it's not going to be solved anytime soon. They can complain about it. The citizens can complain about it. But really, is anything going to be done?
Nothing.
Probably not.
I mean, that's the problem, is there's no reason for the government to react to what we have to say at all anyway.
Right.
These are bureaucrats, not the elected officials. The bureaucrats at this point are in charge. People that whose whole job it is to just sit around and count beans and be as unproductive as possible and cover their butt.
Speaking of bureaucrats and the government making stupid rules and decisions, you've got a story from Gainesville, Florida, Alachua County, Florida, where a man has been banned from his hometown?
Yes.
What has happened?
It's amazing. This is reported by the Raw story. An astonishing turn of events. A judge has banned Charles Grabsky, a Democratic candidate for the Florida House of Representatives in the 23rd District, from entering the city of Alachua, his hometown. Now, this is somewhere near Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
I believe Gainesville is in Alachua County. I'm certain Gainesville is in Alachua County. And whatever the city of Alachua must be nearby. Where Grabsky had filed a lawsuit alleging election fraud by city officials in a city commissioner's race.
Hmm.
So he's not allowed into his hometown where he's running for a representative seat from which he's running.
The reason for this was what?
Well, the ban occurred after Grabsky was evicted by police from Alachua City Commission meeting at which he attempted to have several items removed from a consent calendar. Consent calendar is... It's the sort of things that it's going to be voted on. There's not going to be any debate on it because, well, we just have... These are all stuff that we know we're going to do, so we're just putting these on the consent calendar.
Okay.
Got it? So he wanted to have a few things removed from the consent calendar because he didn't feel so consenting.
Right. But he's not on the city commission.
He is not, no.
He's just in attendance as a citizen.
But, you know, you're generally allowed to go to these things.
Yeah.
And Mayor Gene Calderwood ordered police to remove Grabsky when he invoked a parliamentary procedure, a point of order which he says they refused to recognize.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's all these rules and...
Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah, I don't know how they all work, but that's what they're supposed to be using, and they generally try to go somewhere near it until it annoys them, in which case they arrest somebody. Let's see. He then made a parliamentary inquiry asking, what are the rules of order that a citizen may invoke who sees the commission breaking the law?
That's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
There must be some.
Apparently, if you even suggest such a thing, we'll call the cops. That's what.
Oh, my.
Grabsky contends he was attempting to prevent commissioners from violating Florida's Sunshine Law, which requires public input for controversial measures. So they were trying to make something that he decided was controversial, uncontroversial. We'll just put that on the consent calendar.
Right. Well, they're in charge, so they can decide whether or not it's controversial. Sorry, sir. This is not a controversial issue. Sit down.
Yeah.
But I have an objection. No, sit down.
Yes. Shut up. The reason that he was escorted out was that he was disruptive, said Calderwood. That's the mayor.
Imagine that. Wait, imagine that. You've asked for the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, how can I go through, what is the process I need to go through in order to file an objection or get this, you know, process held up so we can examine it further? What's that? You want the rules? Sir, you're not going to be able to have the rules. You can ask for a copy in the lobby. No, I want to hear it from you. And I mean, it's just, you keep going on until the cops
come. You can see it in the holding cell, sir.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it goes. Hey, let's see. The reason he was escorted out was he was disruptive, said the mayor here. And apparently, they're reporting that they actually told the Raw story directly. So,
okay.
If I had the money to hire an attorney, I'd sue Mr. Grabsky for libel because of the statements he's made about corruption, added the mayor, referring to allegations made by Grabsky that several public officials have turned the town into a drive-through department for developers that benefits private interests, including the family of Commissioner James Lewis, which owns land adjacent to the site of the new Walmart distribution center. Can you imagine politicians rewarding their friends, punishing their enemies?
No.
With their power?
Not in Alachua.
Not anywhere. The fact is, this could be anywhere.
That's
just
true.
Pick the name.
Yeah.
Pick it. You know, maybe they're they're a little more ham-fisted in backwater Florida. Maybe they don't quite know how to hide it as they do in some of the larger metros. But all of this is all that ever goes on. Think about it. If you had the ability to make your mom rich, wouldn't you do it? I mean, almost everybody is going to answer yes to this. If you had the ability, you know, your drinking buddy, guy you just love to hang out with, if you had the opportunity to
send him a big old contract,
wouldn't you do it? Of course you would. That's why this kind of power is so dangerous.
Yeah.
All right. It's ironic that my liberty has been taken away simply for seeking democratic government, which democratic government doesn't guarantee your liberty at all.
No.
But that's what
Grabsky says. So
that's what he told the Raw story. This is a profoundly negative impact on my ability to campaign. I've been publicly arrested, accused of multiple felonies, but not charged. And most importantly, I am now prohibited from addressing the Alachua City Commission in my district, and I'm not even allowed to go campaign in my district.
Wow.
An earlier report by the Raw story.
I think he doesn't live in his... Wait a minute. Where's he living?
He must live in his... Maybe he lives inside the district, but it's not inside the city limits.
Are there more details here?
That's really it.
Bad news, man.
It's difficult for him to do this, but basically we've covered
this started. They started this whole banning people thing with prostitutes. They decided that you're a prostitute, you've been busted, you can't come within these certain boundaries. Now they're doing it to somebody that's just asking a question at a city council meeting. What's next? Hour number three is next. That's for sure.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
I love